Okay, this is Perek Hey in Hilchos Nachlos. Continuing halachas that do with inheritance. Halacha Aleph Zeh Klal B'Yorshin. So this is the general principle when it comes to inheritance. Kol Shnei Yorshin. Let's say you have two people who are going to be inheritors or heirs. She'echam and Yorish Vaday V'Sheni Safek. So one of them we know for sure is has the right to inherit. The other one we're not sure about. In the Safek Klon. The person there's a doubt about gets nothing. Shnei Safek. But let's say both of them are questionable. Shemazel Yorish, Shemazel Yorish, which one of them is the inheritor? Cholkim b'shava, then he split it. The vigach there from Misha Mace, if someone passed away, v'niach ben v'tumtum or androgynous, and let's say he has a son as well as either a person whose sexual identity is not clear to, or someone who has exhibits both types of genitalia. Harei haben Yorish sakol, the son inherits everything, v'ashat tumtum androgynous suffix, since the tumtum androgynous are questionable. But let's say he has a daughter as well as a tumtum slash androgynous. Yoreshish b'shava. So they all split it evenly. And the tumtum and androgynous are considered as one of the daughters. Halacha beis. Kvar b'yarnu. We already explained hilchos ishus. Din habanos im habanam im mizonzeim before nasasam. Okay. So we explained hilchos ishus that the halachas have to do with how after a parent passes away, how the estate's given to the daughters from the son's share to provide for her, make sure she's okay. And we explain that keeping the daughters with sustenance is part of the conditions of the ksuba. Bismach and Achasim Reuben, when there's a lot of money in the state, in the bonos el mazozan, the daughters only get sustenance, but bonim yishro kol, and the sons inherit everything else. Bisparnis who bonos be yishro and Achasim. And the sons are required, what do you call it, to be Isor Nechasim, sorry, they're required to supply a tenth of the dowry to the women, Kadeshi Nasu Bolivalin, what do you call it, a tenth of the estate as dowry to women so they can go and get married. Wizvanch and Nechasim Muatan, but when there's not a lot of money in the estate, in the one in Klum, the sons get nothing, and I'll call the Muslim bonus, rather, all the money goes to help out the daughters. The Vikach Mishamais, if someone passed away, Vinech Banu Bonos, Vitumtum and Jogos, if he has daughters, sons, and let's assume someone who has both genitalia. Bizman shen achasim Reuben, when the estate's wealthy, habanim yorshin, the sons inherit. V'dochen atumtum etz labanos, and the tumtum is considered like one of the daughters. V'dozen kamosam, and the tumtum inherits like them and supported like them. Bizman shen achasim watan, when the estate is poor, habanos dochos is a tumtum. Daughters push aside the tumtum etz labanim to become like a son. V'omros lo zacharatan, we say you are a male, and therefore v'in lachal imanim mazonos, and that's why you don't get any sustenance. Halacha Gimel. Mishalo Shasa Achar Baila Shlosha Chadashim. When a woman does not wait 3 months after leaving her husband, Vinasa, she gets married, Viyal Dabain, she has a son, Vainadua in Ben Tishal Rishon, O Ben Shival Acharon. And we don't know if, what do you call it, if the son was born after 9 months and it's her first husband's kid, or was born after 7 months and the second husband's kid, Ainza Ben Yorish is Echa Mishnam, the son does not inherit from either, Meshu Suffolk, this is a question. Vim Mesa Ben, if the son dies, Shnan Yorshin Oso, then the two inherit from him. B'chokim b'shav, they split it. Neshashnam sapik, shemazel v'zel. Because we're not sure which one is the father. Halacha dalet. Yivama shalosha shalosha chadashim. Let's say there was a woman who died child, a woman who was widow, what do you call it, who was childless. She didn't wait 3 months after her husband's death. Menis yamam v'shalosha chadashim, and she did yivam within the 3 months. V'yal devein, she has a son. V'ina do'im ben tishal yishon ben shiv lachon. We don't know if he's 9 months from her original husband, or Shiva from marrying the brother. There, Suffolk, Omer, right? So in this situation of a doubt, what we say is Shema ben Ames Ani, right? They will say that maybe the son who's Besuffolk will say, maybe I'm the son of the person that died. Kulan Venatarosh Roy Libam Liabamosash and Imi Bas Ibum, right? He'll say, I'm the son of the guy who died. In which instance, I would get the entire estate of my father. So you would not be able to marry my mother, because she's not chayav to perform yibum, right? The yabam omer, right? The brother will say, Shema b'niyata, maybe you are my son, right? The imcha re'uya li yabam, and your mother really is royal for yibum. You have no right to my brother's estate. Ho v'gamzea yibum safek. This is also a question of a safek here. Shema, about this kid. Shema yabam hu, or ain't yabam. Since we're not sure if it is yibum or not. Chokin, what do you call it? Chokin shavi, split up evenly. V'chein din zea safek im b'nei yabam v'nechzea meis. This also applies to a situation where the son's status is in question. What do you call it? In such a case, this applies to all the sons of the Yavam, she's now the Ishta, Kolka Meshave. They also, split it. Suffolk Nilta Mechza, B'nei Yavam Mechza. So the son who's a question mark gets half, And then the kids from the Yavam get half. Mesa Yavam Acha Shechalak, Im Zeh Safek. Let's say the Yavam dies after, the brother who marries the widow dies after the questionable, what do you call it, son. Ubal B'nei Yavam Ruim Liarish Aviyam. And then the, what do you call it, the sons of the brother who are fit to inherit come. Afi Sheish Lo Zeh Safek Lomar, even though the person who is B'Safek could say, Im Achechem Ani, Im Achechem Ani, Snuli Chelek B'Risha, if I'm your brother, give me a share in this. Right, and of im any, if not, if I'm not, then give me back the half he took. In such a situation, he gets no rights to his father's stuff, and he cannot take any property from them. So let's say you have a question of a son who we're not sure his status is, as well as a brother who marries his a person who marries his brother's widow, Hareha Yavam Yorish, Vadai, right? So the brother who got married definitely is a Yorish. Vizel Safek, if the kin is Safek, Imu Ben Ames, Yeshul Chatzi Mamam, Vizel Yavam Chatzi. So in this instance, what we say is that if he's the son of the deceased brother, he gets half. If he's the son of the brother who married the widow, he doesn't get anything. The Imu, all right, Levika, Hayavam Yorish, Vidcha Safek. Therefore, the Yavam is inherits, and we push aside the, we ignore the Safek. And Yech Yavam Shnei Banim. Let's say the Yavam has two sons, Vadayim, Barakach Mesa Yavam, only after that the Yavam dies. Hareya Safek Omer, the kid in Safek can say, Ani Ben Ames, I'm the son of the deceased, Vishin Mechsa, I get half, Lishnecha Mechsa, and the other, and you two get half. Vashnayim, the two can say, Atachin, you're our brother, Uvena Yavam, Ata, and you're the son of the Yavam. Menachal Lishlish Benechsei Azakin, right? You only get a third in the estate of our grandfather. Hachati Shimod Lehembo Notlin. So in such a case, what that which they acknowledge, what do you call it? They take Vashlish Shemodinhen Lo, and the third that they acknowledge for him, Notel, they take Vashasus, the 1/6 Anisha is left. Klokum Sabashava, they split up. Hu Notel Chatzio, he gets half, and Shneim Chatzio, the other two get the other half. Mesa Safek, if the son in question dies, Hare Yavim Omer, the Rebbe could say, Shema Benihu, maybe I'm the son. Bani Yerushenu, and I'll inherit from him. Vabi Yavim Omer, the father Yavim could say, Shema Ben Bini Mes, maybe it's the son of the son of the deceased, who? Vani Yerushenu and Ashi inherit him. Chokum Shabbat. In such a case, they divide it up evenly. Let's say a house falls on a person and his wife. So we don't know if the wife died first and then the inheritors of the husband get everything. Maybe the husband died first. And therefore the inheritors of the wife get everything. What do? What we do is, what do you call it? They take the next name alone to be in the possession of the woman's side, okay? And what do you call it? Vaksuva, Iker, Vaksuva, Iker, right? And when it comes to the Ksuva, so that what we say is both what the main part about the Sefes and the additional parts of Ksuva, the Cheslas Yoshe Baal, they go to the husband's heirs. The Chokum Nechzion Barzal, they split the Nechzion Barzal, Yoshe Shinol and Chetzion. The woman's side take half, Yoshe Baal, Chetzion, the men's side take the other half. About Im Nafal Bais Allah, Baal Imo. Let's say the house from the person and his mother. So then we have the property of the mother go to the mother's inheritors, Shem Yorshin, Vadayin, because they're definitely inheritors. About Yorshe Abain, Safakim. But the inheritors of the son are questionable. Shem Mesa Ben Tchila, whether he died first. Ein Lachim Aviv, Venechse Iman Klum. In such a case, the brothers from the father's side will not get any of the mother's property, as we've already explained. Halacha Zayin. Nafal Bais Allah Val Ben Bito. All right, so let's say the house fell on him and his daughter's son. So if the father died first, Ben Bito Yerushenu. So then the what do you call it? The daughter, the son of the daughter would inherit. And therefore the property goes to the inheritors of the son. Then Ben Bito Meitzchila. But if the son of the daughter died first, Ina Ben Yerushesimo. Then the son would not inherit from the mother's side. Bekever. And therefore the property goes to the inheritors of the father's side. Therefore Yechukul Yerushav Im Yerushav Ben Bas. Therefore the inheritors of the father should split it with the inheritors of the son's daughter, of the son of the daughter. The chenim of nishba of a mace. So too in a situation where the father's put in captivity and dies. The father taken captive and died there. Umes benbito medina, and his daughter's son dies in the city. On nishba haben, or let's say the son's captured. A mace of imo medina, and the father's mother dies in the city. Yechlu Yoshe Av and Yoshe Ben Abbas. In such a case, the estate split between the two sides. Halachas Nafal of Abayis Val Aviv. Let's say the house falls on him and his father, Oshar Marishan, or on other people whose estate he'd acquired, Alav Ksubas Isha Bale Chov, and the son was responsible for the money due to the wife by the Ksuba or any other debts, Yoshi Ab Omrim Mesa Ben Tchila, the inheritors of the father will say, the son died first, and the debt's gone. Ubale Chov, the guys who owe the debt will say, Ha'av Mes Tchila, this is father died first, Vizachav Em Yishusa, and the son is entitled to the inheritance, Vieshbon Legabos Mechalko, never can take from this Chelek. The property, the estate stays in we assume, in the presumption of the inheritors, Val Isha, or Bali Chobos, Abiraya, and the woman and the those who owe the debt must bring proof, or Yokalem Beloklum, or they get nothing. Finally, the Chates, Din Elush Mesu Tachat Anapolis, and the cases we're talking about, a house falling on people, that also includes a landslide, or Shetabu Biyam, or drowned, or Shenafel Eish, or fell into a fire, or Shemesi Mechad, Vizeb of Ninazu. Let's say one person died in this country, Yachem Nina Karis. The person in a different country, din echad hu, it's one din across the board, should call ilu, kiyotzim, in all these cases, ein yodim mihu shemeis chila, that we do not know who died first. That ends Parak Hei, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.